Blog Talk Radio.
Pretty deadly when it comes to, you know, definitely a Sweet 16
I'll go as far as saying that the Michigan State Spartans are definitely, Elite Eight team. So, I'm thinking them back to go all the way to at least the Elite Eight, and then it gets tricky after that. Like I said, Duncan is a hell of a player. I think that he will make it in the game, in my opinion. He can hoop his ass off. Like I said, six 5, 220. I don't know if they're gonna put him at small forward if he was in the NBA or a shooting guard. He's averaging 19.6 points a game. That's pretty good. Denzel Valentine. So, like I said, that's my prediction. He'll be number one draft pick. I think he's off of opinion. And he, I think he's better than Ben Simmons. That's just my opinion. So, like I said, it's going to be a busy. It's going to be, we'll definitely see in the college basketball. We'll definitely see what's going on. But on to my favorite topic of the day, NBA. My Boston Celtics, big up to their Boston Celtics for winning Portland. That game was a blowout. But Boston did the right thing by losing that game. They were not going anywhere. And, putting their face behind, Damian Lillard, I don't think that was a good idea. Just saying they're going to need some help here pretty soon. Maybe Damian Lillard could come back in Davis and you guys can do it. Apple 1-2 punch, something like that. That would be good. But he's already in the contract. Maybe Damian Lillard will opt out of his contract here. And, decide to go down to New Orleans and help Davis, get to where they need to get. He's going to probably fall in his butt off, by the way. I think nothing with him, but they need more. Let's look at the standings real quick from both coaches. We got the Eastern Conference first. We got Cleveland Cavaliers 42-17. I don't see anybody trying to catch them. Toronto Rockets actually might catch them. I think my Boston Celtics could catch Cleveland Cavaliers also. Cavaliers have been streaky for the last part of this game. They're having some problems. Kyrie over there is defending, certain stuff and certain stuff needs to happen. And I don't believe in what you're trying to do. It's a lot of conflict in the locker room. Kyrie talks about his frustrating. Don't be surprised if you see him go to another team. Also, I want to say shout out to Baron Davis for. Being there, he actually, they let him go to the D League, so I think he's trying out for the 80-70 Sixers or something like that. Maybe he said he might pick them up. So we'll definitely see. They need all the help that they can get. Want to get for Philadelphia because the guy is not doing anything at all but losing games, and they're embarrassing the whole city of Philly. Right now, so that Eagles and Philadelphia 76ers. Give me a 10-day contract. I would love to go all over there. If I can help these guys win and get in the league, that's something that I would do. But 853, that's absolutely horrible. You can get some good parking because I don't even think fans just pretty much gave up on it. I don't even think they're traveling to go see games. So they're probably selling tickets for like $10 on eBay on the cruise. Eastern Conference, definitely top three spots are pretty much sold up. Like I said, I'm just glad to see my Boston Celtics in the top three. They're playing defense, probably got the best defense in the game right now, next to the Suns for the Golden State. As far as Eastern Conference is concerned, Boston Celtics has that defense for sure. They're 37-25. division, the conference 25-16, on home they're 21-10. So you know they're on a 4-game winning streak right now. So you know you want to look out for the Boston Celtics, man. I'm telling y'all, man, my Celtics are looking right out there. So you know, Cleveland, if they could just get things in order, what they need to do, they picked up Shannon Bryan in trade, so that was good. You know, they got the pieces. They just need to go ahead and execute with the pick. They need to go ahead and execute with the with that. Toronto Raptors. You know, anybody can get them. Could catch them big time. You know, they got Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. If the playoffs start right now, would they beat the Indiana Pacers in 7 games? I think so. Will my Boston Celtics beat the Charlotte Hornets in 7 games? It will definitely go to 7 because, you know, Charlotte Hornets, they got Al Jefferson, Kimball Walker, my boy Jeremy Lin is over there, Nicholas Batum. You know, they got a squad over there. And, you know, they're 32-28. You just better make sure that the Chicago Bulls or the Washington Wizards don't catch you because it looks like that you're 2 games behind them. So, like I said, Washington, the Chicago Bulls, Orlando Magic, all of them look like they have a shot at still getting that 6-7-8 spot. Detroit, this is could be not that of a playoff here. I mean, they would literally have to win the next 6 or 7 games straight to get in there. And they have a nice team. They picked up Tobias Harris in the trade. So I was watching them. They got a nice little team. I just wish that Andre Drummond could hit the free throws that he needs to hit. That would be great. Miami Heat picked up Joe Johnson. They're number 4. They could easily get with Chris Bosh out for the season. Man, it's tough. You know, they're playing the Atlanta Hawks. They could beat the Atlanta Hawks in the second game. You know, it's gonna be tough, but it won't be tough. It'll be a walk in the park. They got a lot of bets on that game, and they got a lot of people that they can score. So the team that I'm really worried about, I'm concerned that might be it's gonna be a little bit vicious. It's 6-7-8 spots. So that means the Charlotte Hornets, Indiana Pacers, and the Detroit Pacers could potentially be knocked out of the top 8 teams in the Eastern Conference. Washington Wizards, Chicago Bulls, and Orlando Magic could catch them 3 teams. You know, and you know, the 3 disappointing teams in the Eastern Conference, you guys know this. Brooklyn Nets, the Knicks, and the Bucks. Bucks have so much talent on that team, and they're losing games. I don't know what the deal is with that. The season's not over yet. They can still catch the top 8 spots in the Eastern Conference. So we're going to look out for that. Brooklyn Nets is another disappointing team that's really ridiculous. If you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, definitely ridiculous for any of you Brooklyn Nets fans out there. You know, they fired Lionel Hollins last year. They got somebody else over there. I don't know, but they need to get a vet coach and get some free agents over there. That one of who, I mean, Brook Lopez is always hurt. They got that Thaddeus Young over there, Jared Jack. So, you know, even if you got to go pick Steven Jackson out, you know, I would go after him. You know, Baron Davis is coming back, 36. So, you know, he probably got about 2 or 3 years left in him. So, you know, got to make sure that you just go after the right people, man, when you're trying to be a franchise, it's got them on. You know, it's definitely crazy. It's going to be a toss-up in the Eastern Conference. Anybody can get those spots, 6, 7, 8 spots. From Charlotte Hornets, number 6, Indiana Pacers, 7, Detroit Pistons, the number 8. But like I said, you got the Washington Wizards, the Chicago Bulls, and Magic are coming for those spots. So they have a chance to get there. And I forgot, I said 3, said before, New York Knicks, you're a New York fan, you're very disappointed and depressed because of the simple fact that, you know, Carmelo is blaming the owner for, you know, the heckling person. You know, you signed that 5-year deal. You know, it's all going to be on you. You signed 5 years for $120-something million. You know, and they didn't go after any free agents. They didn't do no trade to go after anybody. So we're definitely seeing the offseason who's going to be a free agent. You know, there's been rumors about them trying to get Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook. So we'll definitely see what goes on. He has a no-trade clause. I got to think he's going to put that trade clause in there. You know, you guys all seen him try to dunk and got hung. But, that, I mean, it happens to the best of us. You know, I guess that's what happens when you're fucking, you know, playing night in and night out. I don't understand. Some of these guys that sign these contracts, man, I just don't get it. Some of them money hungry, and other times it's just, you know what I'm saying, some of it has to do with money, some of it has to do with, you know, stability, take care of their family. But, man, you know, once you get in your 30s, you know, you find out what's important in life, and that is championship, guys. You know, period. So let's talk about the Western Conference NBA. Of course, Golden State Warriors have the number one spot so far. They have the number one spot, 54-5. If the Western Conference Finals, I mean playoffs, started tonight, they will play Houston in the first round. I don't see Houston, even with Michael Beasley. It's good to see him back in the league, even with him playing for the Houston Rockets. I don't see Houston Rockets being Golden State Warriors. I do see James Harden putting up a lot of shots. Dwight Howard is not giving no effort at all, no fuss given. He's just worried about that money. He's about to leave Houston anyway. You can tell on his face. The question is, where is he going to go? Might be New York and go play with Carmelo. See how that works. If that's it, you know, we'll definitely see that. I'm just saying that's one of the destinations that he could go. You got San Antonio Spurs at 51-9. You know, they will play the Portland Trailblazers. That's an easy 4-0 scrum. You know, Oklahoma City and the Dallas Mavericks. I see Thunder beating the Mavericks. And Clippers and Grizzlies, that's going to be a good game. Marcus Gasol is out for the year, so that's tough. It's just tough. I got to put the Dallas Mavericks. I'm going to try to get a buyout with the WWE contract to become a few more times in the playoffs. I understand he's been hurt. Dallas, they got some good, you know, runners up and good facilitators that's getting up credit. You got Wesley Matthews over there, Chandler Parks in third. And, you know, Zaza Pachulia is playing his butt off, too. You know, we'll definitely see Utah Jazz. Like I said, Utah Jazz, the Sacramento Kings have a chance to get in the playoff spot. I'm very disappointed in them because you got DeMarcus Cousins. The whole team is not disciplined. You know, DeMarcus Cousins want to punch people. But I do understand, I mean, you're in the middle of the game, you know what I'm saying? You know, somebody tries to have your foot and trip you, shit. I mean, I'll ball up my fist too. I'll be up that upset if you try to ball. Fuck me up like that. So, Utah Jazz, and I think that Gordon Hayward doesn't get enough credit for Utah Jazz, in my opinion, you know. Derek Favors, they got a really good team. That 7-footer Goldberg guy, that 7-footer, he's a pretty good ball player, man. But like I said, man, it's a disappointing team. But I would be Sacramento Kings. Pelicans is a little bit disappointing because of some stuff. They didn't get anybody in the trade. They didn't trade for nobody. There was rumors that Ryan Anderson was going to be traded for somebody else. I'm not sure they're going to trade for him. I'm not sure for who. But you know, he's really the only one that comes off the bench that actually produces. And, you know, Anthony Davis just needs help, you know. So, you know, it's crazy. I think the Pelicans could do need a better coach for sure to lead them. Mark Jackson will be a good fit. Hell, even Lana Holland, Avery Johnson, even though he's, you know, coaching college ball. You know, it's just, you know, we'll definitely see what's going on. get some picks for, you know, trade. So, you know, if you want to look up for the NBA draft, of, you know, Wolf Pack TV would definitely be tuning in. I got to say, man, my Minnesota Timberwolves, they're looking really bad. 19-14, too. They're not my Timberwolves. I'm such a fan. I'm sad. I just, you know, I hate to see. I can't believe Kevin Garnett went back to the Timberwolves at 19-42. You know, Phoenix Suns at 15-45. That's a really disappointing team. Tyson Chandler, you can tell he's frustrated in the spaces in games. But, I mean, it's not a four-year, $60-75 million deal. So, I think he got about two more years left, and I think he's about to be a free agent again. So, and, of course, Lakers, the last person who works the conference at 12-49. You know, that's not good. So, yeah, keep it locked here. Like I said, Houston Rockets have the potential to lose and be out of the playoff. Utah Jazz and Sacramento Kings have a chance to get into that top eight of the Western Conference. But we'll see. It looks like it's just the same teams that was in there last year are in the playoffs again this year. That's going to continue to happen unless, you know, something else has to give. You know, you got Utah Jazz has the potential to grab the top, you know, going to be a Sacramento Kings. Denver is nowhere near. Will not even catch the eighth spot. So, especially with Gallinari being hurt like that. So, Ryan, just keep it locked here. This is Wolfpack TV again. You know, let us know, man. Hit us up, you know, 713-955-0733. Big changes are happening. We're going to get a new show time. Because, you know, it's actually too late. A lot of people sleep at the time, but you go and listen to the report anyway. So, we'll definitely see. And it looks like it's on the LA Lakers in Denver. Denver is up 106-101. So they're slowly moving up. OKC and is beating the Clippers right now, 49-30. I just want to say that was actually a good game. I came in here to do the show, and it was going back and forth, and now it looks like OKC just took the lead on them. That is probably the most. They have a lot of athletes on that team. Russell Westbrook, when he's running the one, there's nobody getting in front of him. It's either an M1 or a Delk on one of the two. So, Orlando, of course, beat Chicago. And I just want to say this about Chicago Bulls, man. I'm surprised they didn't do any trade. If I'm a Bulls fan, I would want you. I would trade Derrick Rose for Jeff Lee straight up. I would have did that trade. You know what I'm saying? He can get you Buddy. He can pass the ball. He's a nice facilitator. Get to the rim easy. Unfortunately, they just dealt with injury. And a lot of that is coaching. They're in 30 right now. Like I said, the season's not over. We'll definitely see in April because that's when the playoffs start. I'm going to keep it locked on NBA. I believe Ron Wolf is going to be on the college trip, so we'll see. Charlotte Hornets blow out the Philly, but nobody's surprised about that. The Hornets blew out the Philly, definitely a disappointing team. Joe Hill, Okafor, none of this, Noel. You know, they got talent over there. I have no idea what's going on over there. I mean, I just think they're forfeiting the whole season. Like an NBA lockout or something like that. It's crazy. So, yeah, man. San Antonio actually beat Detroit, 97-81. Then Spurs are going to be really dangerous to have them in the playoffs. It's going to be a really dangerous situation. I believe the Spurs can beat the Golden State Warriors in 7 games, honestly. It might be 4-2, honestly. You know? So, only problem is they're not athletic. They're not really athletic. They need autonomy as people that can jump and glide. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Houston barely got away from New Orleans 195, and that's what I'm saying. They're barely getting away. Unless James Harden scores 40 points or over, then that's when they win. When they score less than 40, they lose. And don't get me wrong, Houston is a good team. They have a good team. I just wish Harden passed the ball a little bit more than what he's doing. All the attention is focused on him. And you got Corey Brewer and Trevor Reeves. They they've got that defense for real. That defense is ridiculous on that team. So, and Patrick Beverly. They just got rid of Ty Lawson. Now, I'm not sure where he's going to go. I'm pretty sure he'll go somewhere and get some playing time. Somebody will use him, especially in these playoff times. You just never know when somebody gets injured or whatever. Memphis beat Sacramento. I'm just, like I said, again with Sacramento, I'm just very disappointed in Sacramento. You know, my boy Rajon Rondo, like I said, he stayed on the year deal. I got a feeling he'll end up leaving Sacramento. I'll see him re-signing. So we'll definitely see about that. Hopefully he goes into a really big contender. New York is there. You know, that's a team that he could go to and get playing time and, you know, don't have to really do too much, just have a ball and he's leading the league in assists. Westbrook is second. They're actually doing what point guards are supposed to do. So nowadays everybody's looking for point guards to do all the work, and that's not the way basketball works. Everybody needs to produce and bring food to the table, or none of us are going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So, Indiana, of course, beat Milwaukee. We got Washington beating Minnesota, which, you know, like I said, that's an under-radar team. Washington Wizards, they're still up there. Same squad, not really same squad. They picked up, I don't know, Marcus, one of the Morris' twins. I'm not sure if it's Marquis or Marcus, but it would be nice if they had both of them. I know Marcus or whichever one, Marcus or Marquis plays on Detroit, and the other one plays on Wizards. So, you know, keep it locked here, guys. We're going to be focused on these playoffs, these teams. Can't wait. March Madness is coming. So, guys, be on the lookout for that. We also hear our opinion on that. A little bit of NFL news that I was surprised about. They released Roddy White from the Atlanta Falcons. Be on the lookout for him to go somewhere. Where? I don't know. Maybe New York Giants. Could be the Jets. It could even be the Detroit Lions. They could probably get him, and that probably would make Calvin Johnson resign with him on as another receiver. And you release an all-time leading receiver? I mean, that's crazy as hell. Flacco gets extension, $44 million, fully guaranteed. I don't think he's worth that much money, in my opinion. I just don't. Redskins finally put the franchise tag on Cousins, so Tom Coughlin has definitely heard about that. I feel like they should have just gave him one more year and at least let him fill his contract and then let him go if they wasn't going nowhere. But it's gonna be really, really, really tough. For the NFL coming up 2016, 2017. So. We'll like I said, we'll definitely keep what's going on, and definitely see now. Talk about RG3. I don't know where he's gonna go. Somebody asked me what's talking about RG3, so I'm talking about RG3. I got a feeling that he ended up going to Houston, Texas. That definitely will be his best bet to go to the Houston Texans. I wasn't too much messing with Jacksonville, but go to the Texans and see, that's a better fit. They were saying Dallas, but we'll see. It's just going to be a unique situation for RG3. I want him to see go back out there on the field. Real quick, guys, that's the best show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Big Bad Wolf. Long Wolf is handling the business right now. Catch you next week. Catch us next week on Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff going on. Hit us up, wolfpacktv.com, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. They're rushing me off, but I'm letting you guys know. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 713-955-0733. And we out. Wolfpack. Survey says Wolfpack TV all day long. Wolf Nation, you know what it is. Peace out.